You ever been stuck in traffic, frustrated by a one-way system? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager confessing I know that feeling. Alec, sometimes a one-way system just kind of gets in the way.
John, boundaries are put there for our protection, but in order to respect a boundary, you need to respect the one who put it there in the first place.
And Jesus established a critical boundary, one that reaches beyond road traffic, to rule on our eternal destiny.
John, we've been looking at John chapter 14, verse 6. It's a powerful apologetics passage where Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And then he made this startling statement. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Exactly. That phrase there, no one comes to the Father except through me. That's a one-way system that sure has some looking at a little bit of spiritual road rage.
It's viewed as too restricting. It's too narrow.
Right.
It's
right.
Curious that people rankle at the thought of Jesus being the only way to deal with a real spiritual problem. But they respect the doctor who makes a physical diagnosis, saying there's only one way to treat a physical problem. Can you imagine someone going to the doctor with a life-threatening condition, told there was a way to fix the problem, and then complaining, but why is there only one way? Instead, this person would be thankful there is a way, grabbing it with both hands. Jesus came into the world 2,000 years ago. He came as the solution to our deepest problem, brokenness and alienation from God. Life is our opportunity to resolve the situation, to be reconciled to God. And Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. We shouldn't ask, why is there just one way? We ought to be thankful there is a way. And then grab hold of Jesus, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at our website, reasonwhy.org.